Can I officially declare this meeting opened? This is the meeting of the Select Committee on Security and Justice. We have circulated the agenda of the meeting. It's in the main around the reports, outstanding reports that we have to adopt as a committee, and the outstanding minutes that we have to adopt as a committee. I am not going to be doing the introductions because we are family now. We do not have visitors. Guys, do you have any apologies?
Yes, Chairperson, from Honourable Mohapi and Honourable Engelbrecht. I apologize. Cheers.
Honourable Chetty also requested that I just inform you that he has a few problems today. He will not be able to attend, or he might be slightly late. But he has requested that I just submit an apology.
Okay. So we've got three apologies. Thank you very much. Can we note them accordingly? So the first report is that the report on the provisional suspension from office and withholding of remuneration of Magistrate F.K. Jason Twala. You're going to run us through quickly on that report, Gash? So we're going to be taking them one by one, and we're going to pass each one immediately we adopt it. Cynthia, okay. You can also ask a question.
Yes, Chair, the deal with the provisional suspension first, Chair.
Oh, there's two reports in one. So the one deals with suspension, the other one withholding of remuneration.
Yes, Chair.
What is the reason that they are two?
It's two separate orders, Chairperson. The Magistrates Commission would normally suspend the person first, but then they would normally continue with the salary. But in circumstances where they find that it's a lot of the time the committee has pressure. In many years of the existence of the committee has indicated to the Magistrates Commission that they're very unhappy with magistrates being so long on suspension with full remuneration. And the Magistrates Commission has done now a concerted effort to if the circumstances of the case is such that they should withhold remuneration from the beginning, then it has to be, in terms of the Act, it's two separate orders that they request. So the one is for suspension while the case is pending, the disciplinary hearing. And then the other one is withholding of remuneration, which the committee must consider separately.
So the committee agreed to that?
Yes, Chairperson. There was no objections to it at the meeting. Not sure if anyone else.
Okay, let's deal with it as such. Maybe we shall have to look at it going forward. On the merits of the case, of course. I'm not sure if the blanket approach will assist. I think we should consider it on a case-by-case basis, but for that is open for discussion in the future. Best shoot there. Over to you, Gash.
Yes, Chairperson. Okay, Chairperson. For this, Ms. Jason Twala, Chairperson, can I just point out
that
I just picked up an error on the first page. This is a suspension. It's a two-page, the three-page document, and on the heading it should read Security and Justice on the provisional suspension from office of magistrate. It says withholding of remuneration.
So it should be suspension.
Yeah, provisional suspension.
Can you correct that according to honourable members?
Yes, sir. So she's an additional magistrate at George, and She's suffering from a lot of alcohol dependency, Chairperson. She's still on probation, and according to the Magistrates Commission, they've done everything in their power to assist her. They've sent her for rehabilitation. They've sent her for emotional therapy and stuff like that, Chairperson. And unfortunately, she hasn't really improved on her work ethic, and she's more off than on, Chairperson. So based on that, the Magistrates Commission is not recommending her to the Office of Magistrates, so they're doing the disciplinary process. And that's in summary.
Okay. Yes, Honourable Oliphant.
It's not.
Honourable members, there is a report. Your comments, please. Questions and comments. Yes, Honourable Mahalakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that the report is pretty self-explanatory. It hasn't been before us, I believe, before. So I would move that we confirm the recommendation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Tembe. So there is no dissenting view. So the recommendations of the Magistrates Commission are upheld by this committee. Thank you very much. We pass this one. Anthea, next one.
No.
Can we deal with Twala on the remuneration?
I'll finish with this.
Oh, okay. Can you finish that one? Okay, that's fine.
So again, Chairperson, this is the remuneration matter. So while the matter is pending, Chairperson, they're recommending that this remuneration be withheld. He's currently on suspension.
Okay.
And so we just need to confirm the determination, Chairperson.
Okay. So this second report is a twin to the first report. It's recommending suspension of withdrawal, or what is it, withholding of remuneration, meaning salary. Do we concur, Honourable Members? Can we have that?
Honourable Chair, I concur with the important that they must hold the person.
Seconder? Honourable Kalakis, second. So, any dissenting view? None. So, the report is upheld as tabled. The next one is that of... where is my paper? You can go through. Go on, but I want my own paper. I have made notes there.
I'm dealing with the withholding of remuneration of Magistrate M.J. Kumo. In this particular case, he was charged with corruption, and it was alleged that he demanded and received $150,000 in exchange for influencing the outcome of an appeal to his position towards other complainants. This particular matter also has experienced a lot of delays in terms of the criminal case against him, and then the disciplinary cases, etc., and has been back and forth in court. But in essence, the Commission held the view that the fact that he was convicted on two counts of corruption on his own justified the withholding of the remuneration. And it was bearing this in mind that the Commission had requested that his remuneration be withheld.
Honourable Members, there is a report on Magistrate Homu. Can I have the mover for the adoption if there's no issues? Can you do so on record, please?
Of course. Sorry, there's no mic close to me, but I move that we confirm this report.
Seconder? Honourable Wana, can you do so on record as well? Thank you very much. Any dissenting view? So the report is agreed to as tabled. Thank you very much. The next report is that of Magistrate. Withholding of remuneration of Magistrate R.M. Malahlela.
Yes, Chief.
Gosh.
Chief, this is a contentious one. Firstly, the committee, The magistrate's on provisional suspension, pending the outcome of the second hearing. At the time, the PC was still dealing with it, and we were dealing with it, and then Magistrate Malasela put through a high court application to stop the PC from pronouncing on it. But there was no mention of the National Council of Provinces, no mention of the chairperson of the council, no mention of the Committee on Security. So we requested Parliament's legal advisors to advise us whether we could go ahead with either approving it or considering it. And the legal advisors indicated that we could go ahead. We're not mentioned in the application. Whether the PC is mentioned, so it would stall the process if it's granted through then. And any order given by the court would rescind any other order, supersede any other order that we would consider. So with regards to the High Court application, at the time that they came to us in terms of withholding of remuneration, they still hadn't considered the application in court. I think it was this week that they indicated they would consider that. So we don't know the outcome of that application chamber. So this was a contentious issue in the committee about whether we should go ahead with withholding remuneration, considering that she's still on provisional suspension, etc. So the committee really hasn't considered this issue.
So if I may ask now, what's happening now? Is the renovation of the lady, is it getting his salary now, at the present moment?
Chairperson, in terms of the Act, so if the Magistrates Commission... If the Magistrates Commission determines withholding, the Minister confirms and the Magistrate's salaries withheld. From the date that the Magistrates Commission determines. But then when it comes to Parliament, Parliament has two decisions to make. It must either confirm it, or it must amend it, or it must set it aside. So at the moment, she's not receiving a salary. So we as Parliament must indicate whether we're not happy with that decision, we must set it aside, or whether we want an amendment to that decision. I'm not sure what that amendment would take, or whether we confirm that we agree with the Minister's recommendation.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if you go through this report, it is very clear that the High Court application has been dragged out for almost four years now. It is 4 years this month. And it is not due to the actions of the Magistrates Commission, it's due to the actions of the Magistrate herself. I would propose that since, if the matter was really that important to the Magistrate, she would do everything in her power to make sure that this matter is settled as soon as possible. She's not doing that. She has delayed, according to the report, this process not in good faith. And therefore, I would suggest that because of the delay, that we confirm the Minister's recommendation of the suspension of her salary. Thank you, Chair.
Dr. Pitt? Patricia, you want to speak on this one? Say again. Okay. Honourable Kirby?
Chairperson, thank you. I agree with Honourable George, because I am saying that the committee was always worried about the delay of the cases, and we find that those people are sitting there for 20 years getting salary. And we also talked to the magistrate or the commission to make sure that if the person is suspended, they must make sure that they are not paid, because it's an unfunded mandate, as I was. For those people that are paid, they're not sitting at home. They drag the cases. So I'm supporting my colleagues.
Just a question from my side. Is it factual that the delay is at happy hest? That is what I have a problem with. Do you want to respond to that one, George?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, the report, and I think we've received a presentation a few times on Malahlela as well as Van Schalkwyk. These names look very familiar.
Yeah.
We've had them two or three times before, if not more, before the committee. And every time the committee raises this issue, that we say it's worrying. Now, the Magistrates Commission has, before the committee, confirmed that the delay and the postponement every single time is due to the magistrate. That's why it's said in those words in this report. Now, I do not doubt that the Magistrates Commission, when they come and present to the committee, are truthful in their presentation. So I do not think the committee has any reason to doubt that fact. But it was mentioned as a concern in the past before this committee that despite them postponing the matter for, I mean, a matter like this should not take 4 years to begin with. The Magistrates Commission has expressed their desire to finalise these matters as soon as possible. And for that reason, I think that it cannot be reasonable for the taxpayer to be required to pay these salaries. That has been confirmed by the Magistrates Commission before the committee, and I think there's no reason for them not to be truthful in their presentation. Thank you, Chair.
So I take it that Honourable Mr. Lakis have moved and Honourable Quimby has seconded. Do we have any dissenting view?
No.
None. So the report is agreed to as tabled. The next report is that of withholding of remuneration of Mrs. F. J. F. Van Schalkwyk, dated 29 November 2017.
Ms. Van Schalkwyk's matter has also come on a long way. In her matter, there were 18 counts of misconduct against her, and the Magistrates Commission also labeled quite a few submissions saying that the disciplinary proceedings were also delayed substantially, and it says here in the report that to date she's still receiving the remuneration of a chief magistrate while the disciplinary proceedings are pending against her. More than 4 years have lapsed, and not a single piece of evidence has been placed before the disciplinary inquiry. And also, the Commission says that it holds the view that Ms. Van Schalkwyk is deliberately delaying the process, and that its determination by the Commission is hereby made to withhold the remuneration, and that is justified in the circumstances. Also, there was a High Court application in this case, which High Court application was dismissed. That is in paragraph 4.7, they talk about that on page 3. And she had made, in a representation that the misconduct hearing is dependent on the outcome of the High Court case, and that the High Court case is a due process to be followed. But the Magistrates Commission has clearly said that the due process has been followed, and the High Court in fact dismissed the application. And therefore, they are recommending that her salary or remuneration be withheld, Chair.
Members' comments? Honourable Kalakis?
Chairperson, I think it is more or less the same circumstances as in Malahlela. Therefore, I would move that we adopt this report. Thank you.
And second? Into the record, please, Honourable Oliphant. Any dissenting view? None. So the report is agreed to as tabled. The next report is that of provisional suspension from office of Magistrate M.D. Hinga,
yes,
dated 29 November 2017. So it's not paginated in here. No, I don't. You may proceed, Kesh.
Yes, Chairperson. Okay, Chairperson, this was Magistrate Hinga. Chairperson, he's alleged to have raped a young lady. She has been to the police station in the cluster where she was raped, but they refused to help her. According to the Magistrates Commission, they refused to help her when they heard that who she was charging. and not finding relief with the police, she wrote to the minister to request relief on that, and then he forwarded it to the Magistrates Commission. Based on that, the Magistrates Commission did a preliminary investigation, and then during that preliminary investigation, Mr. Hinsa went back to the chief, Mr. Ramaroka, the secretary of the commission, who was then secretary, the new secretary of the commission, and he showed an affidavit from the NPA that they won't be proceeding with the matter, and he asked for the preliminary investigation to be stalled. Mr. Ramaroka then contacted the Magistrates Commission to advise them on that matter. But the Ethics Committee, the division that investigates, decided to champion the cause and to take it further so that both sides could be heard, since she's not getting any relief at any place. The contention came from the EFF chairperson, it's captured in the minutes of 28 March. They were wondering where the innocence of Mr. Hinka came into account, because he's being charged, he's being, they want to provisions suspend him, etc., etc. And the question was just whether, how do we take into account false accusations, since he had an affidavit attesting to the fact that she apparently was paid to lay the charge. So based on what the Magistrates Commission is saying to us, they just want to give each side a hearing, and at the moment they're afraid that Mr. Inka will interfere with the case, so hence the provisional suspension is what they're asking for.
Honourable members, comments? I'm afraid. Yes, Honourable Oliphant.
Chair, I want to understand this is a case. If a person is being suspended, he must just go out of the office so that he must not interfere even with the staff there, so that he must not understand the investigation that is happening around him. But if he's still in the building, then there is a problem. He must go right out. Investigation must go on.
So you agree with the report?
Yeah,
okay, thank you very much. Honorable Mthethwa, let's do that into the record, please, honorable members, because we need to capture this, and Gash is busy typing here.
I second the motion.
Thank you very much. Any dissenting view? None. So the report is agreed to. Yes, honorable Mkalaki.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I may just make a comment, it is perhaps necessary for us at the next opportunity that we have with the Magistrates Commission to make sure I see that it goes back to 2016. It's not as far back as some of the other reports, but we have seen a tendency of these investigations being delayed and delayed and delayed. And in the end, he ends up receiving remuneration for 4 or 5 years while they prolong the investigation. So we should perhaps just stress to the Magistrates Commission next time when we see them that it's very important that this matter gets dealt with quickly and effectively. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, fair comment. Now in my package here, I see Magistrate Jerome Twala, but it's not on the agenda. Yes. Say again? Okay. I'm getting confused now. Okay. Now we're at 6, ne? 7. Morake.
Yes. Chair, with Magistrate Morake, the Magistrate Commission is requesting the suspension of some office of this magistrate. This matter is coming on since 2010. This magistrate was charged with theft and was in fact incarcerated for the time period, and the Magistrates Commission had determined to withhold Mr. Maroki's remuneration, and that was confirmed by Parliament in fact in 2011, on the 24th of November 2011. Mr. Maroki is currently not receiving any remuneration, and his whereabouts according to the Magistrates Commission is unknown. He's not since his last appearance at the misconduct inquiry. It is for this reason that the Magistrates Commission is requesting his suspension from office, Chair.
Comments on the members? Michalakis?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want some clarity, if possible. So his remuneration was suspended, but he was not suspended. That's a strange situation. Where, what, did he come to the office not receiving his salary? But it's a very strange... We normally usually suspend them, and then after a while suspend their remuneration, not the other way around. I just want you to understand how did it happen that it's the opposite, first your salary and now suspending him. I'm further to that, Chairperson, I am in favour of this report and I actually move that we adopt it, but I just want some clarity just on why it's the other way around. Thank you.
Chairperson, if I may just provide. So Mashid Meraki was provisionally suspended pending the outcome of the disciplinary matter and the case against him. Then the case was took quite a long time, and the committee sort of instructed the Magistrates Commission to withhold remuneration, and then they submitted to the minister to withhold remuneration, because at that time the High Court had passed judgment to say that he was guilty, and sentencing would occur, but sentencing would only occur, I think it was like 6 months in the future. And then we met with him on the quarterly report, and in the committee said, you know, there's no reason to continue paying this person when he's been found criminally guilty, even though he might apply for appeal the judgment. Anyway, Chairperson, to cut a long story short, so now he's suspended, and this is the matter now before the Chairperson.
But what is the provision of the law in those circumstances?
Chairperson, the Magistrates Commission can withhold remuneration at any point if the circumstances warrant it.
Okay. 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 Honourable members, Honourable Michalakis has moved. I'm looking for a seconder now. Okay. Honourable Quimby, second.
Yes, sir. I want to check. Thank you.
Any dissenting view? No dissenting. So the report is agreed to at the table. Thank you very much. The last one is that of Magistrate V.T. Dwiba, withholding of remuneration. The report is dated 8 February 2018.
Magistrate Dwiba is already on provisional suspension. And so this magistrate has committed some fraudulent activities, Chairperson, which was uncovered, and the case is pending. The Magistrates Commission really just wants it's wrapping up its case, and I'm not, and perhaps Antik would just assist. I don't think this magistrate has been suspended, has she?
No.
Okay.
No.
So she's still on provisional suspension, Chairperson. And they're just asking Parliament to continue, because there's enough evidence against her to convict her, Ms. Chairperson. And they just want to, if I remember correctly, they just want to, because of the delay that magistrates use by doing spurious appeals and applications to the High Court, they just want to prevent all those things and get the matter done, Ms. Chairperson.
But he's not found guilty as yet.
As far as I know, Chairperson.
Can we read the motivation again into the report? Yes, Honourable Oliphant.
Sir, I don't understand here. These people are saying we must take the remuneration, but people are still in the office. In the magistrate's office, they are there, they are holding cases. What is that? Because as soon as you suspend the person, you...
Maybe Keshe, you should go back to the report in its entirety so that you understand the full picture.
Yes, Chairman. Look, okay, Chip, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to go back and just make certain of Magistrate Kiba. If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I just need to check some facts here, Chip.
Honourable Mr. Lucas.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just also want some clarity. It says here, it should be noted that only the National Assembly has to pass a resolution since the NCOP already decided on the matter. Is that the withholding of the remuneration,
yes,
or is it the suspension? Because if we've already made a decision on that, then this is already dealt with.
Yes, Chairperson. My apologies for that. It's actually written here on page 6. So she's already suspended, Chairperson. It's really for the NCOP to decide on withholding a remuneration. But she has a High Court application pending, which we haven't had word yet from the Magistrates Commission on that High Court application. So again, the PC has decided to wait on that High Court application before pronouncing. So the question is whether the NCOP wants to take the lesser route or the cautious route and wait for that High Court application also.
Honourable Mchato, you are not taking on the floor.
I don't have my records here, but as far as I know, this matter was taken to the House, and the House agreed. And we finish up only the MA did not proceed. But according to us, we finished this matter, and we even made a report and a report of table in the House, and
it was accepted.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just need clarity again. The decision that we made, was it to confirm the suspension, or was it to confirm the withholding of the remuneration? Because that's going to have an effect on the decision that we're going to take. If we've already made a decision on the withholding of the remuneration, as I read the report, then this matter has been dealt with as far as we can with it already. Then we can't go back to it. If it's just a suspension, then we need clarity on that so that we can know that what we need to decide now is not the suspension, but only the withholding of the remuneration. And if that is the case, then I would actually propose that we take notice of the decision of the Portfolio Committee, and that we perhaps should follow their lead in waiting for the High Court in this regard. But I mean, if it's already been decided by the House all the way up to withholding remuneration, then it's sort of not a question anymore, because we've already decided upon that, we can't bring it back. Thank you.
Can I rule from the Chair that we withdraw this report? And let's get effects, more effects on it, and for future purposes, and resubmit it and process it. Yes, Kesh.
I'm just went back to the report of the committee for 1 November 2017, and it's definitely a suspension report. So she's removed from office. What happens then afterwards, the Magistrates Commission does the second part of it, and then sends through the withholding of remuneration, which is what you're dealing with, Chair. But I'm quite happy just to go back and just double check.
Yeah, and also the legalities around the High Court, because the litigation here, we still needed to solicit legal advice. I think it's very important. Is agreeable, honourable members, that we withdraw this one? Pending fact. Okay, thank you. Item number 9, honourable members, we have received the regulations, the draft regulations were circulated to all of us. We expected to comment on the regulations. They will be brought, I think, formally to the committee for adoption and approval. But do you want to say something on that, Kesh?
I don't know if Anthony, she drafted the content advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So just to give more members a bit of a picture around what has been requested. On Friday last week, Gershwin sent out the regulations, the draft regulations, as well as the letter from the ministry. And in essence, in that letter, we are asked, these draft regulations give effect to Section 8 of the Principal Act, which is the Protected Disclosures Act. And section 8, you look on page 2 of my document, towards the end of the document. Section 8 refers to disclosures made in good faith to the public sector, the South African Human Rights Commission, the Commission for Gender Equality, etc. So now, in terms of this section, the minister is now asking, if you look at paragraph, the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces is listed in Annexure B to the draft regulations as a person to whom protected disclosures. Sorry, I'm talking from my main document on the first one.
The document titled Protected Disclosures Regulation 2018.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So this paragraph that's highlighted in the main, in this document,
there's a paragraph in bold today. Can you see it?
Okay.
I think you've got the I think you've got the wrong document. They will assist you now. Now.
Okay.
Okay. You can proceed.
Yes, it's draft regulation. Okay. So Annexure B then of the draft regulations then intends to include the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces and is listed in Annexure B to these draft regulations as a person to whom protected disclosure can be made with regards to any alleged impropriety which has a bearing on the National Council of Provinces. And it is in this regard that the Minister has asked for comment from members on whether they should be included, any thoughts, any views that members have on the inclusion of the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. In this regard, because it's the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, we thought that it would be prudent to also request advice from legal services. So we're still awaiting that advice. Members will note that the draft, the letter from the Ministry required us to provide comments by the beginning of this week. But Gershwin has kindly offered to request an extension from the Ministry in this regard, and we expect him that they will provide us with an extension. So as soon as we have that date, then we will let members know. But in the interim, we're requesting that members have a look at this. We can also provide the principal act to members, and we, you know, for comment and input.
Gersh, do you want to comment on the communication between yourself and the Minister?
Yes, Chairperson. We first wrote to the Chairperson of the Council since the matter was referred to us from the Council, advising her about the fact that we needed more time. And then we've written to the Ministry. They haven't returned with an answer, but I have spoken telephonically with the PLO Chairperson, and she's indicated that she will speak to the Minister about that. But she didn't think it would be a problem, Chair. So we have requested for the 8th of June. So what we were looking at was either meeting on the 6th of June, and then discussing the matter and then reporting to the House after that, Chair.
And my take is that we are not necessarily limited to comment on the issues that are pertinent to the NCOP as such. I think we can comment on the entire document on the draft regulations, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not just limited to that one. Honourable Michalakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would move that we note the document and that we await the legal advice as well. And it also gives members opportunity to properly prepare and to give inputs that can be of some value. So I would move that we note the document. Thank you.
Any seconder?
I second.
Thank you. Any dissenting view? None. Thank you very much. So, honourable members, we have outstanding minutes. We've got three sets of outstanding minutes that we need to adopt. The first set is that of the 28th of March 2018. The second one is that of the 18th April 2018, and the third is that of 16 March 2018. Can I ascertain that you have copies of all the sets? So we all have the copies.
I don't have.
Three sets, yes. So we're first going to be dealing with the set of the 28th of March 2018. Any issues on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Just one issue from my side, Gesh. When we record the recommendation of the Ethics Committee, I think we should qualify it and say the Ethics Committee of the Magistrates Commission. Because an outsider who will read these minutes will not understand what Ethics Committee are we talking about. Page 5. Do I have a mover for the adoption of these minutes as a true record? Honorable Oliphant.
Chair, I was in the room.
Yes. Thank you very much. A second, Mr. Lakis, we are being lobbied to second the proposal.
I was absent.
Honorable Wana. Thank you very much. So the minutes is adopted as a true record. The second set is the set dated 18 April 2018. So the same procedure, page 1. 18 April 2018. Yes, 2018. We are now on page 1. Page 2. There's only two pages there.
Yeah, only one page, one book page.
It's a duplex. Honorable Galakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before I move for the adoption of this set of minutes, I just want to make a comment to thank you for the stance you took during that meeting. As well, I think we were unanimous as a committee, and I think it's very important for us as a committee in a non-partisan way to stand up for our house and for the manner in which sometimes we are treated as a second house by the executive. I think we displayed a proper sense of actually being here for the benefit of the whole house, not in a partisan way, and I would like to thank you for your support to us as members on the stance that we all took. Having said that, I would move for the adoption of this minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Seconder.
Chair, I just want to say, because I was here, you can see your other meeting, it was full of, more than full of.
Thank you, Honorable Lufan. So the meeting is, the minutes is agreed to as a true record and accordingly adopted. The last set, 16 May 2018. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. It's just the record of the presentation on the APP and the budget of both the police and the IPIT. Honorable Oliphant. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I will second it with appreciation towards Gershwin and Pia and Patricia as well. I think we need to give them the acknowledgement for their hard work.
Thank you very much. So the minute is agreed to as a true record and accordingly adopted. Honorable Wana. into the record, please. The new alliance.
Between
the neighbors,
what's
the value
from a
car? Is that
so? Thank you very much, honorable members. So the business of the meeting is exhausted. So the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll go after that.
Okay.